All right. Now, anyway, I want to say we have our first guest on the line from the Movie Guys, and strange enough, one of them is not a guy. We have Paul Preston and Karen Volpe. How are you folks doing today?
Well, hello.
Hello there.
The Movie Guys / Girl is on.
That's right. We just had Joel Murray on the show, and he called us guys and dolls. So I took that as a compliment.
Yes, definitely. And where are we talking to you from? Where are you folks at right now?
Well, despite what my voice may sound like, I've had a little bit of a cold, which happens once a year when you live in Los Angeles.
Ah, okay.
You never know when you're going to get it, but it's only going to happen about once because, sure enough, it's like 75 degrees out right now, blue skies, gorgeous, sunny Burbank, California.
Oh, man, you guys are lucky. We are getting some crap right now. I would say another word, but like I told Paul,
exactly.
It's PG-13.
Are you getting your first snow accumulation for the year?
No.
Is it actually staying?
No, if we see snow, that means the Four Horsemen are showing up shortly after that.
Yeah. Rain, most people out here are like, stay in your homes.
Yeah.
It's raining.
Raining.
Everyone, thin skin out here.
Right.
I mean, we're from
gray?
Back east, so we're used to the cold, but out here people can't handle it.
No, it's the same here. It's 40s. And people are just like, you know, bundled up like it's, you know, in the Antarctic or something. But, you know, it's just the traffic is what's driving me crazy today. And I know y'all have probably the world record of terrible traffic.
We have great traffic. We're fantastic at having horrible traffic.
Yeah. So we're in the middle of that because of the holiday. I know that's on the way to the studio today, I thought, you know, it'd be cool if this was bumper cars, but it wasn't. So.
I just heard the little lead-in where you were pushed down the street with an RV. I did not hear the whole story. Were you in a vehicle or just you and your body?
Oh, no. I was in a vehicle. I had,
oh, good.
Yeah. No, I had a little bit of protection. I think I had, the door. the driver door was in between me and the grill. You know, that was
about fantastic.
It. Yeah. So, I have a book out called A Funny Thing Happened All the Way to the Club, and it's a bunch of stories about 20 years of touring, and that's one of the true stories out
there
of it that happened to me. But let's go. First of all, I want the viewers to know a little bit more about you folks. I did put the site on if you go to the BTS radio show folks on Facebook, if you go to that page, you will see the Movie Guys site. But, you know, for those folks that may not have had the chance to go on there, tell them what y'all are about.
Well, I've been a rabid movie fanatic my whole life, and in 2009, Karen, this is my wife, we're married, if your viewers don't know that.
Oh, okay.
Nepotism, that's how you get the good jobs in Hollywood.
It makes it good for interview.
That's high-paying stuff right there.
It makes it good for interview purposes, too. I can call one number and get both of you.
Absolutely, and I can give you all the dirt on him, so don't you worry.
Well, we're running out of time, honey. Sorry, I gotta go. Karen, after a while, just said, hey, you need to get your movie reviews and your thoughts on movies and stuff down on paper. So I started a website and I started writing reviews. And after a while, Karen and I are Second City trained, and we have stories from the clubs as well. You know, I did stand-up many moons ago, but we have a lot of sketch and improv under our belts. And so it came to pass that, hey, we need to do this Movie Guys stuff as more than a website. We need to do videos or a live show or somehow involve comedy with it as much as possible. So the latest version of that is also on WBAD.net on Fridays at 4 Eastern. The movie Showcast, where it's a weekly show that looks at everything that's coming out in cinemas and gives a comedic take on it all. So instead of just, hey, here's our review where we pontificate on movies and tell you how much we know about stuff, it's instead, here's a bunch of late-night comedy monologue-type jokes. And, you know, we do sketches and we goof around and we just have fun with the movies. So that's what it is now, starting from a simple website. And now it's all of those things because the site is still there and we're putting up material on that. And it's
tons of fun, man.
And it's also usually, except when Joel was on and he decided to ruin the end of Prisoners, it's normally spoiler-free because we're doing previews of movies that are going to open, so we don't even see the movie beforehand. We just make jokes about the people that are in it, what we think the trailer is about, if we think that director will be good at whatever kind of movie it is. So it's pretty safe in that respect if people don't want the movie ruined for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
we're in your shoes, any listener, you know, so you can kind of join us, and we'll all talk about the movie and what we think it's going to be, and then after our show, we'll all go see it.
So this is mainly a preview show, is that
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's what makes us different.
I watched part of one of your the ones on your website. Unfortunately, I'm just busy as hell and could not watch the whole thing because it's an hour and 52 minutes long. I was like, holy!
It's for traffic. It's for a podcast when people are trying to get across town in LA.
Yeah. And it works. I was like, these folks are on here a lot, and they're on here for a long time when they are, and that's good. I mean, my show's 2 hours, too. But
yeah, you can't help it.
You know, both of our shows are kind of a have it on. You know, if you're sitting at home doing the dishes, put us on. You know, if you're in the car, put us on. If you're at the office and you want your day to go faster, put us on. You know, either of our shows work for that.
Mm-hmm. And so it's always been the movie guys since its inception of your idea about just – or, excuse me, your wife's idea about – you putting
Thank
this
you.
Down on paper. So that's been the movie guys
actually,
the whole time. Or is...
Actually, one thing that's kind of a neat little beginning of the movie guys was that not only did Paul, we've been together forever, and even back when we were in college, he would always write his list of what he thought about all the Oscar-nominated movies, and he would put a lot of time into it. One of those people that knows the name of every director and all the sound people and all those names that the rest of us see fly by, he actually remembers for some reason, though he doesn't remember, you know, like your birthday or something. But that's not important. But the thing is, he had a friend, our friend Kevin Farley, Chris Farley's brother, the late Chris Farley.
Mm-hmm.
And so he and Kevin put together a pilot version of this. And all those years ago, that's why it was the movie Guys. It was those two nut bars together.
Oh,
and then they
you.
Went on to do Two Guys Drinking at a Bar, which was a webisode by the great Mike J. Nichols, not the Mike Nichols with Nichols and May. But that was the very beginning. It was with Kevin Farley.
Well,
and after a while, we were pitching that as a television show. And it never sold. But after a while, you don't have to ask permission to do stuff anymore. You've got the internet there. So it's like, hey, we're just going to make our show on the web. So, you know, the ultimate goal would be that it comes around again to television by way of the web. And, you know, maybe we'll.
And by way of getting followers, too. Out here in LA, a lot of things can get some heat behind it just because you have so many Twitter followers or you have so many YouTube hits.
Right. So people, definitely listeners, y'all need to go and hit the Twitter and Facebook and whatever else you can for the movie guys. Definitely check this site out. I mean, it's a great site. You've got I love the way you've put it together, and the clips that I've seen are great. And there's usually, looks like there's usually 4 or 5 of you on this round table, if you want to call
it. Yeah, we have Lee Caius and Adam Witt, two other stand-up comedians, and Adam's a sketch and improv guy as well, who we've known for years, who just wanted to join us on this because they love movies and they love comedy. And I said, hey, I'm doing both. So they join us every week, and we have tons of fun with it. We've got a show tonight. We're going to record with Joe Kramer, who's a composer. He's done scores for movies like Jack Reacher and Way of the Gun and stuff like that. So we're going to have him on and talk about movie music and it's always interesting, and it's a new show every week.
I'm also kind of proud of something I did just yesterday. I was very proud of it. Paul does all of the editing and all of the visual effects and that kind of thing for the movie guys, but he taught me how to take out clips of things that I like from the show and make smaller versions that aren't 2 hours long. So I learned how to make little clips, and last night I made one of my favorite things that's ever happened on the movie guys. It's Joel Murray doing an impersonation of his brother, Brian Doyle Murray, doing NFL film clips from like the late 70s, and it's about 2 minutes long. So we're putting that up on the movie guys. So if you only have 2 minutes and you want to see something super great, go see that.
Oh, hey, you got to send it to me. I got to put it up on the BTS Radio Show Facebook page.
Oh, we'll definitely do that.
Sure. It's
so funny.
And y'all are free to post any stuff like that, or the long ones. I don't care. On the Facebook page, too. You can post anything you want on mine. I don't care.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, here's some quick trivia for you. You're talking about Bill Murray's brother, Brian Dole Murray. Bill Murray actually owns part of our baseball team here in Charleston, South Carolina, the River Dogs. Believe it or not, I've seen him at the stadium several times.
I love Bill Murray. You've seen him there?
Oh, yeah. I've been 5 feet from him before. Oh, yeah. Yep, right here in Charleston.
Isn't he great? Because I've met him twice, and he was only as great as I had ever hoped he'd be.
The only time I got to one of the times that I saw him was embarrassing because the person I was with, his girlfriend was drunk, and he wasn't there. We're at the ballpark, right? And here's Bill Murray, and she looks at my stepmother. Somebody goes, "Who is that guy? Why is everybody talking to him?" You know, everybody's surrounded by him, and he hears her. He looks at her, and she gives him the finger of, you know, "Come here," you know, beckons him with her finger. And I'm going, "Oh, my God. Please don't think that I know this lady." And she comes over and just starts talking to him, and eventually he just said, "You know, I know a very good phlebotomist I could turn you on to." And and I was like, "Oh, my God." Yeah, he's awesome.
Hey, that is so fantastic. It was all I could do when Joel was sitting in our studio to not lose my mind because everybody, all the other movie guys were like, "Karen, you have to be cool. Don't talk about Bill. Don't be an idiot." Because everything in my life, other than about Paul, it's about Bill Murray. And even my phone case, I had to like flip it over because on the back is all these little pictures of Bill Murray. So whenever Paul was introducing us to Joel, he's like, "Well, Adam, he likes superhero movies, and Lee, he likes, what's his face?
Tom Cruise.
Karen likes Saturday Night Live." I'm like, "Karen likes Bill Murray.
Yeah.
She likes your brother, you crazy son of a gun."
And I think he likes it here because people don't bother the hell out of him, really. He can walk around and nobody – we all see him, but we don't all go up and just gang up on him and, "Hey, can we get an autograph?" I mean, you'll see him signing a few here and there, but for the most part, people are really, you know, leave him alone a little bit, you know.
Oh, I love that he's investing in the community, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said, Paul, that you wanted to take this hopefully back into the TV realm as far as still on the internet, but back into network TV, I guess. I don't know what they call it anymore, to be honest with you. I think, though, and let me get your thoughts on this. I think we're all on the cusp of a new thing as far as internet radio and web series such as yours and the one that we're putting together here behind the scenes. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
That's certainly true. You know, we for any interest I have in getting a television show made of the Movie Guys, full disclosure, I ditched cable about a year ago. You know, and most of the good stuff you want to watch on television, you can get on Hulu and Netflix if you're patient.
Right.
And then you get to avoid things like the worst reality television shows in the history of mankind and 24-hour cable news, which is basically 5 minutes of news and 23 hours and 55 minutes of filler.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind missing that stuff. But so that being said, I think a lot of people are doing that. So there's a whole new way to get material in front of viewers, at like just like you're saying. And yeah, I think there's many ways to get it done. If not network, if that whole structure crumbles, I don't mind being on the internet right now, where it will most likely move.
And we also are getting plenty of people seeing it, and each week more and more people, because it's obviously word of mouth. And it's kind of neat to be, like you said, on the cutting edge of something that could be huge. I mean, it happens in entertainment. It started right first with the talkies and all the people that didn't change to talking movies.
The talkies.
They lost their jobs.
You remember the talkies?
The talkies. Remember in the old days of the talkies? And then it changed whenever television came around, and it wasn't just about movies and vaudeville. That was a huge, big change.
Oh, well, yeah.
My cable company, when I ditched them, was still charging me $10 a month to have HD.
Oh, really?
Is this really an amazing feat for us? My phone has HD. You know, it's like, I don't need to pay $10 to have HD. It's not that amazing anymore. that you can provide me this. It's everywhere.
Right.
So they were just charging outrageous prices, I guess probably to just stay alive. Maybe they see the writing on the wall as well.
But if you figure out a way to actually make money at this, please let us know,
yeah,
because that seems to be the thing that is eluding everyone.
That's my next point, and that's the huge point right now is monetizing web content. That is just tough. And I think, though, when you're on the cusp like we are, when you're on the cutting edge, that's another facet that we just have to figure out, and I think will come into being. But yeah, right now it's just extremely tough. I was begging for sponsors last week, and I almost said the F word. Remember that, Brad? Anyway,
wait, let me just say this: as a movie guy, wherever TV ends up, that's fine. But you should still go to the theater to see a movie.
I agree. Yeah, there's nothing like it. It's like a live music event or live comedy. You know, you can watch it on TV, but it just ain't the same. You know, you got to go to a movie.
You know, that's a good point. Being the comedy angle you just said, you see Bill Cosby in person, and that is something else.
Right.
That is so different than listening. I mean, his albums are amazing, but when you actually see that album happening in front of you, it's such a trip.
And he was just here 2 days ago.
Was he great? Did you see him?
I didn't get to see him. No, I did not get to see him. My dad goes, yeah, Bill Cosby's here tonight. And I went, oh, crap.
Bill Cosby's the greatest.
I was like,
about 20 years ago, so I can cross him off the list.
Oh, there you go.
But all the great ones who I haven't seen yet kind of get on that list of mine. Oh, I would love to see Don Rickles before he stops doing it. There's certain people out there on my list. I got music people like that as well. People you just got to see before they retire.
Yeah.
There's nothing greater than when Bill Cosby starts talking about the chocolate cake, and you're sitting there, and you're like, oh, the chocolate cake is starting. This is the greatest.
Oh, what, for breakfast?
I love that, yes. I still use that reasoning when I have chocolate cake for breakfast.
Yeah, I tell you. And well, what you're saying about the movies is, the other day I was watching, because I don't have cable either. I've got three of the PBS channels and then an EWTN or some religious channel. That's all I've got. And
that's all you need, right?
Yeah, I mean, that drives me crazy. I get to watch what the weather is in Japan. It's wonderful. And then the German TV stuff. But I was watching Barabbas. Do you remember that movie? It was Anthony Quinn played Barabbas. Ernest Borgnine was in it. Jack Palance was in it. And it was one of these I hadn't seen it in years. Even if I watched the whole thing the first time, I don't remember. And I couldn't move. I couldn't leave the room. I just kept watching, going,
that's cool.
This is a damn good movie. But it's,
we talk about that like every week. The movie that if it comes on, you're in for 45 minutes minimum, maybe an hour, maybe the whole thing. You know, you're doing something else, but suddenly, oh, there's Raiders of the Lost Ark. I kind of need to sit down now, and there goes the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, now we'll have to keep our eyes open for Barabbas.
Yeah, y'all have to see it at some point, and I want to see the review on that. Now, if it's something like that, you would review it, I assume, because it's been around since 66.
Oh, yeah, we do review things after the fact, but the show weekly is before the fact.
We do a thing where we talk
what we saw last week, and then we blabber on.
Right. Right. When you all do these things, you do old movies also, I guess. But is it always a preview of something either coming to the theaters or maybe something you haven't seen that's coming to DVD?
Well, we do every week, guaranteed, we do previews of what's coming new to theaters.
Okay.
So tonight we're going to talk about Frozen, the new Disney musical, Homefront, the new Jason Statham movie.
That one looks pretty
good.
That one looks pretty good.
A third one, which is eluding me. Old Boy, the new Spike Lee thriller.
I haven't seen. Now, there's something opening Christmas Day that I just heard with Stallone and De Niro.
Yes, the one about the boxers.
Oh, okay.
That looks on paper like a greatest idea ever. Rocky versus Raging Bull. I mean, that looks great.
Right.
But I've seen the trailer, and it looks like it might be a little hokey, so we'll see.
Now, hopefully, wait a second. They're not fighting each other, are they?
They are.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
What happened in the story is Stallone plays an ex-boxer who is brought in to do motion capture for a video game where you can be his real character. But while he's doing it, De Niro's character comes in to do motion capture for his character in the video game. And sure enough, they get into it on the set. And then they say, hey, these guys, even though they're in their 60s, should have a rematch, and then that becomes the movie.
I'm sorry, it just sounds like a comedy.
Right? All of a sudden, it goes from being super awesome to kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it'll be, you know, full of old, you know, jokes, and the guys will probably zing each other the whole movie.
Yeah.
It should be fun, and, you know, if it's heartwarming, great. I just hope it doesn't slip into cheesy, but, I mean, I hope it'd be fun.
There is definitely some room for a lot of cheddar there. I can just say, I would say bring your crackers, and that's the Movie Guys wrap-up with Brian T. Shirley. No, I'm kidding.
There you go.
So tonight, go ahead and tell the movies again, because these folks are going to be wanting to listen to this once you get it put together. What are y'all doing tonight with it?
Well, we'll record it tonight. We'll post it tomorrow, and it will air on WBAD.net Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
And we'll be previewing Frozen. Again, it's that new Disney animated film. Homefront, the new movie where Jason Statham kicks the crap out of a bunch of meth heads in Louisiana, I think.
It looks good.
And then Old Boy, a remake of a Japanese thriller with Josh Brolin, directed by Spike Lee. So I'm curious to see that.
Hmm.
Supposedly a super hardcore revenge movie that people are worried that the American version will be a little soft, but supposedly it's not. It's supposed to be pretty tough as nails thriller movie.
Well, that's a good. That brings up a good question, because let me go into this real quick and then tell me what you think about this. I could talk to you for hours.
Movies you could talk for us.
Oh yeah, me and a friend of mine would do this every Friday night. We did this for like the past 2 years. He's been on the road and I have too, so we haven't been able to do it lately. But we would go to this thing called Just In TV on the internet. We'd watch it on his computer. We never even went in his living room. We watch all these movies on his computer. We're horror guys. We like horror, you know. And of course, now the line gets kind of blurred between what is horror and what is kind of suspense. But you know, whatever. We saw this one, and if you folks go into Foreign, the Movie Guys, we saw this one called I Saw the Devil, and it was a Japanese movie, all, you know, with the captions and everything, and it was one of the most intense movies I have ever seen. Do you find sometimes that these, especially the Japanese, I didn't really, we imported a lot of their horror movies. I didn't realize this till I started doing all this, you know, getting in more in depth, and this movie, if you could ever see it, I would like to see what y'all thought of this. It was called I Saw the Devil, and it was about a badass criminal and the cop that he had killed the cop's wife, and then the cop got into this revenge thing, and it was amazing, and it took you to places you did not think a movie could take you. Do you ever get into the foreign side of this?
Yeah, I mean, I like a good foreign horror film. I mean, Let the Right One In was a creepy vampire film, I think from, I want to say it was Norwegian, maybe it was Danish, I can't remember. But, so sometimes, you know, I mean, you should never discount foreign films. They make great movies, you know, and the best part is you get to filter out all the bad ones, because usually only the good ones make it over to the States. Like here, you're stuck with all the bad American movies and the great ones too.
Yeah.
I'm adding this to my list of movies to see. Now, I normally don't like to read movies, but you said it was so great that you were able to get past reading a horror movie,
good. Yeah, and just tell me if you can't get through it in 30 minutes, then you won't. You know, you won't. But I mean, you know, and I thought that too. I'm like, oh man, I don't want to read captions the whole time. But these people, this guy that played the bad guy, especially. There were times when he would just look at somebody and you were going, oh, man, he's going to kill this guy. And you were just you were scared for everybody in the room with this guy, you know. But
that's awesome. No, yeah. I'm not a huge horror movie person, but I'm intrigued now to at least go check it out.
Yeah, and it kind of blurs the line, though. Like I said, it's, you know, it's more suspense. I don't know why it was on horror, but you get a lot of that, don't you? Where they say, well, it's horror. No, it isn't. There's no monsters or anything. I like monsters. There's no monster. But this guy turned out to be a monster as far as mentally. Hostile. Wasn't Hostile foreign? And then, I mean, or it was at least shot over in, looked like Eastern Bloc countries. I know it was, what's his name? The American director did it.
Eli Roth.
Was it Eli Roth?
Yeah, his film and movies like that are, in, I think, a whole different genre they call torture porn.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like, is it really horror? Like you're saying, I don't know if it's really horror because there's no, you know, supernatural element, or I don't know if that, you know, there's nobody back from the dead or anything. So who knows what it is, except it's just kind of gruesome, and so it has, I think, its own label.
And that, I think that kind of was the forerunner for Saw, and then those.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, the Saw movies are the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, how can we horribly degrade and torture people in our movie?
Yeah, I tell you what, with Saw, though, the storylines and everything were just so damn interesting. And it was almost like a series of soap operas or something. You know, it was just, it sucked you in. If you liked the first and second one, you were most likely in for the whole series. Even I think I got to number three or four. And didn't see
I gave it one.
You
yeah,
gave it
I never
one.
Made it to the second.
You didn't make it.
The first
well,
one
it's
was interesting. That's
it
for sure.
Just depends on, you know, but yeah, there are some people I could see going, I don't want to see it again. And there's some people I could see just get sucked right into it because it's kind of an ongoing thing. You know, what happened to the guy? And even after whatever happened, I don't want to give it away.
Well, if you want to find something on DVD, that's a good horror movie. I like The Conjuring from this summer.
Oh, okay. The Conjuring?
Nice little supernatural thriller, you know. There's a house with spirits in it, people move in, and that whole thing. But it doesn't, the filmmaker keeps it pretty serious, you know. He doesn't have a lot of jokes, you know, that distract. There's not the whiny teenager character or whatever. It takes itself pretty seriously, which a lot of horror movies don't nowadays.
Yeah.
And I know you should have fun at the movies and all that, but when a horror movie can really take itself seriously, it can really be more effective, I think, for scaring you, and The Conjuring does that. I think it's pretty
good.
About,
and
I saw it in the theater, but here, if you watched it at home, you know, with all the lights off, you might get a little creeped out, so I would recommend that.
Did you see The Collector by any chance?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I remember when that came out. It looked creepy.
It was. And then I haven't seen The Collection yet. That was the, you know, sequel or whatever. But after the end of The Collector, another one I saw with my friend on his computer, at the end of it, I was so mad. I was going, if they don't make a sequel, I'm going to be a collector myself because this is irritating.
Right.
And finally, it took about 2 or 3 years before The Collection came out. It didn't come out immediately after that. But y'all stretch across all genres of movies, but what's y'all's favorites when it comes to this? Go ahead, Paul. You tell me first. What's your favorite genre?
Well, it's tough to say. I can tell you my favorite movie is Raiders of the Lost Ark, which I mentioned before. So, but I can't say action is my favorite kind of movie to watch because, you know, there's just so many bad action movies.
Right.
You know, that when one is fantastic, you know, really sticks out. Terminator 2 or, you know, or Raiders, like I said. But so I don't know, maybe overall I think dramas are my favorite category. I like so many great dramas. You know, whether it's something as, you know, horrifying as Schindler's List or something as groundbreaking as Pulp Fiction. You know, I think that's probably where I like my movies best, with really good acting, real strong script, and just a unique filmmaker at the helm.
Right.
Coen brothers, Alexander Payne, who made Sideways and About Schmidt and the new film Nebraska that's out right now. One of my favorite filmmakers, so probably go for a drama.
And Karen?
Karen?
Yes, I would say if we're allowed to have Bill Murray be a genre, that would be my favorite genre, is anything with Bill Murray in it. However, if I had to pick one that actually exists, I love comedies and romantic comedies, but Ghostbusters is my absolute favorite movie of all time. I just think those guys were on top of their game right there with the comedy and the improv, and everybody was funny, and they all had great lines, and the story moved forward, and I just thought it was really great. And I saw it when I was a kid, so that makes a big impact on you. But then as I got older and I started watching movies, I really started to love the stuff that, you know, girls cliche love, but those movies don't really exist anymore. So it's been kind of hard as a movie guy, because every time you turn around, I'm looking for their next romantic comedy. And this year, I think there's been two. And
major releases, yeah.
Yeah.
There have been two, and there were a couple independents.
And it's really disappointing, because I used to love Bridget Jones' Diaries, those kind of movies. Love Actually, I love that kind of stuff where it's a bunch of adults being in love. And it doesn't even have to be a man-woman love. It can be like a father-son, you know, having an adventure together. But that it's hard to come by, romantic comedies and that kind of movie.
Yeah, I think the romantic comedy genre has kind of died because maybe there were just too many goofy ones or something. You know what I mean?
They
just it was plastic after a while. Maybe like the westerns.
I think you're right.
You know, it kind of the western. You know, like the Wild Bunch is one of my favorite movies of all time, and you know, there's a movie that if you haven't seen it, you don't get westerns. To me. Because that one was a groundbreaking movie, and at the same time, it was real. I mean, there was just something about it that was just you almost when you watch it, you almost go, "Gosh, that's got to be close to what it was really like back then."
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's an ugly movie. You can smell it, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It is. I mean, just the way the actors, you know, looked. You know, they weren't pretty boys. You know, and which that. Kind of takes the women right out of that.
Well, then what can you do? Women are like, hey, wait. You go and you take care of the West, and then we'll join you later.
Wait, let me explain this for Karen. The guy who played Sergeant Hulka in Stripes was one of the leads in The Wild Bunch. There, you got to put it in Bill Murray terms.
You got to put it in Bill Murray terms. I got it. Thank you.
Oh, who was that? Which one?
Warren Oates.
Warren Oates. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Warren Oates. Okay. Yeah. He did. What an incredible actor he was. My God. Yeah, I think the romantic comedy genre has taken a hit, like the Western genre has.
Even Sandra Bullock has jumped ship. Now she's doing space travel. I'm like, come on. You're supposed to be my girl here.
Yeah, McConaughey, too. He put out a decade of dopey romantic comedies, and I think he even saw himself in the mirror and went, what am I doing? I'm a better actor than this. So this year he's put out Mud and Dallas Buyers Club, and now he's in the new Scorsese film. So, I mean, he jumped ship on romantic comedy, too.
Yeah, now,
and even Julia Roberts is in August Osage County, which I had saw a preview of, and it's awesome. It's going to come out on Christmas.
Okay, so there's another Christmas release. Now, what was the name of that one?
Yeah, August Osage County. It's the time and place. So it's August, the month, and then Osage County, the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll definitely hear about it because it'll be awards fodder. Meryl Streep is in it as well.
Do you think she'll cry?
Oh, it's so good. I cried. I carried on. It was fantastic.
No.
It's based on a Pulitzer Prize-winning play, so that won all sorts of awards. I think it won Tony's as well. So it's solid. They're starting from a real solid script. I can only imagine the movie's great. Karen saw it. I've yet to, but I can't wait.
Yeah, but if Meryl Streep
does
not cry in the movie, then it will not get an award. I could,
you know what? I got to say something. I think she does not cry. I think she causes everyone else to cry.
Oh.
That might be the change this time.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Well, time has flown by, folks. We're actually past 30 minutes. I have a little bitty show compared to y'all's.
Well, we talk a lot, as you can see.
Yeah,
that's our problem.
And I just got to say, I want to have you folks back on again because this is something definitely we can, do this every, I don't know, once a quarter at least, once every.
It's always movies.
Months.
That's what's so great.
Yeah, they never stop making them, so we'll keep talking about them. And the thing is, we can dispense all of the get to know yous. And, maybe come on for the Oscars, and we'll just cut right to, all right, let's talk about the Oscars, and we can blab about that for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think that'd be excellent. Well, we'll do that. We'll keep in touch, definitely, and I love y'all's show. I mean, as you can tell, I'm a movie buff. So
Thank you.
I can actually just sit and listen to it over and over again. And if you people out there, you got to go give them the information. I know it, but you folks tell them.
Our website is themovieguys.net, and you can catch our podcast, which is a full-on show with produced bits and jokes and good movie talk. It's called The Movie Showcast. It airs on WBAD.net Fridays at 4. And links to everything we're on as far as iTunes and YouTube and SoundCloud and Twitter and Facebook and all that are at the website, themovieguys.net, and you can click around and have yourself a ball.
And we do a video element as well. Not a lot of people have 2 hours to watch the video, but now that I've learned how to cut them down to little sizable chunks, I will get more of those up there so people can watch 2 minutes.
Yes, and I'll definitely put all of those on the BTS Radio Show Facebook page.
Thank you.
people can start getting turned on to you folks. I think it's
great.
Thank
you. Have a great Thanksgiving, you guys. Eat a lot and, you know, try not to get into trouble.
Sure. And when I make a movie, I'll send it to y'all and y'all can review it or preview it.
Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, we'll plug it.
Good. All right. Well, thanks so much, Paul and Karen, for coming on the BTS Radio Show. I really appreciate it. And y'all have a good Thanksgiving, and we will talk soon.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Take care. All right, folks, that was Paul Preston and Karen Volpe from The Movie Guys. And I got to tell you, you got to check them out because it's a really good if you have questions about what's coming on, what's coming out. Want to get a little bit of preview. They won't spoil it for you, like they said. And we'll just talk about, kind of make some jokes and stuff about what's going on, who's in the movies and stuff. But I think it's all good-natured. And they have a good time. I've watched some of the videos. I haven't listened to the podcast, but I imagine it's pretty much the same as the videos I've watched, if not exactly the same. But anyway, they're on WBAD.net on 4 o'clock Fridays. Right now, we're going to go to a commercial break because we have Kitty Jones coming on pretty soon from the Kitty Jones Show. And then we got Frank Carlier coming in, and he's probably going to be calling me soon. So we'll see you on the other side here in a little bit, folks.